Commissioner Tess, following Psukim. Atu Hashem Levadecha, Atu Asita Shemayim, Shemayim Shemayim Chosrom Hortz, Hu Asher Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that created the heaven and the earth, all the hosts of the earth. Everyone bows down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Makar the Baruchim. Atu Hashem Lekim, Asher Bechat Bavrom. So it says in our cousin, it's not the Shema Avraham. And you are the one that chose Avraham, and named from Avraham to Avraham, you were so committed, he was such a Baal Mamin, you found this Avraham, he's a Nemo Lefanecha. V'choros imo habris. To give him Eretz Kanani and so on. And the Mefarshim explained, and here we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Boy Olam, the God of Saboy, that creates so much in this world. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, just a speck in respect to the whole world. One little speck. And the following marshal is given. If a person is a wandering individual, a homeless individual, and you see this homeless individual bending down and picking something up from the street, what do you think it is? A cigarette butt? A can, an empty can? Whatever it is, I wouldn't look at what he's doing. Because whatever it is, it's not chashiv. It's not chashiv to you and I. Maybe to him. Maybe he'll find a piece of chewing gum, a couple pennies. That we never lower ourselves. If the same scenario, you would find a rich man, a very wealthy man, walking down the street or somewhere else, and he bends down, he picks up a little item. I'm very curious what that item is. Very, very curious. What is that item? That item could be a little small little piece of paper, or a little piece of page from a chumash. It's chashiv. A little piece. Belongs to Sheamus. It's the Darshim Kedusha. Something very important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam, created the world. He stoops down and he finds Avraham Avinu. The Avraham Avinu that becomes a monument by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he calls him not Avraham, but Avraham. I'm a Mongolian. The Gemara in the Dorm says is Mechusar Eivorim. Five Eivorim, Avraham Avinu was Mechusar until he became Avraham. And the Bris Mila, the Sviksedra, he became an Adam Ashoim. He was Mechusar Eivorim. What were the Eivorim? The Raglayim, Ozdayim, Yidayim. You know, Enayim and Yoznayim and Rosh HaGvir. Those Ivorim. Ivorim that one has no control over. Ivorim that you could be in the Beis HaMedrash and Rachmanistan hear things from the street you shouldn't hear. You can be learning Torah and Rachmanistan, you can see things that you shouldn't see. It's not in your control. Yodayim and Raglayim, your hands and your feet are in my control. I can use it for the Dvar Mitzvah, and Rachman Islan, I can use it for Dvar Avera. I can take the same hand and put on Tefillin, the same hand I can go ahead and be over and Yalav and Penny of hitting a person. But that's my Yodayim or Aglayim. That's a Vorm should be Yodayim, I have control. Over the Yodayim and the Yenayim and the Rosh HaGvira, I have no control. So Avraham Avinu reached that my day Darga. Because the Munah by Hashem, the Avinah by Hashem, he became such a Baal Madriga that he was no longer Avraham, but Avraham. How did that come about? How did that come about? So the Medrash said every year in Parashat Lech Lecha that Avraham Avinu, Omar Yitzchak Moshe Leechot Shoyah Over. The Makam Rabira Achaz Alekis, Omar Tamar Shabir Zu Bulomani Hazel Balabir Omar Lo Anihu Balabir. If a man is watching and walking down and he sees this home burning, he's asking Abir Dolakis. So he says Abir Zu Bulomani. He's searching until the Balabira comes out and says, I am the Balabira, hates all that Kodesh Baruch Hu Yomar Ani, Ani Hu Bal HaOilam. What was he looking for? What was the question? Who's the Balabira? Or who's the Bone? He's asking, Fisha Yomar Avinu Avram Avinu asking, it's Olam Hazeh Blomani. What do you mean Blomani? It's Blobone. Blobore. There's no Bore in this world. It's Hefker. It just happens to be that way. He didn't say that. He didn't say there's no Bone. There's no Bore. There's no Manik. So all the Mephoshim learn, you see from the Rambam also, that Avraham Avinu came from a door that believed that there was a Bore. There was a boy. Noach saw Adamarisha. Adamarisha was 750 years old when Noach was born. And Avram saw Noach and Dorach Ador. They knew there was a boy oilam. They knew there was a boy oilam, but there's no money. There's no money. The Vikuach with Ibn Ezra. And the Chachmi Ateva. Chachmi Ateva. Teva. That's just nature. That's all it is. It's nature. A supernatural nature, and let the world just go. You press the button and the world just goes. No control. No Ashkocha Pratis. So Maisa with the Ebenezer in this, they had this discussion with this philosopher, and the philosopher left the room for a while. And it's sheer music. Sheer music with words on it. A couple lines. We're not finished. And the Ebenezer put in some lines. When it came back, the man asked, what happened here? What happened? We're filling the lines. So Ebenezer said, pointed to the ink. The ink fell down, and the ink put in the lines. The ink did it. You see, it comes from ink, right? It comes from ink. The ink did it. The philosopher said, that can't be. That can't be. It'd be a mess. The ink couldn't have done it. The ink couldn't have done it. But yet the same philosopher will say, the world, by itself, it runs by itself. It runs by itself. The ink can write by itself also. So Avraham Avinu, his greatest smiler was that he was a Mavakish. He was Mavakish Hashem. And everyone says, if you're a Mavakish Hashem, if you just use your Seichel HaYashir, if you use the Seichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, the Glacha cup, we don't have a Fakrupta cup. Twisted and turned. It's straight. The straight head. You can come to the boy oil. Now Avraham Avinu came to that darga. He came to the darga of coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he was Terach Avi Avram. Even though he had his father, Avi Avodah Zorah, he worshipped all the Avodah Zorahs until he came to this way. And this is with a straight mind. A straight mind. What is Makalkal, this straight mind? Everyone can come to this. How come there are people that are kofir? The world is a kofir. The world doesn't believe in Ashgacha Pratis. How come? One basic reason. I'll bring it to riots. One from the Rambam Parish of Mishayas. On the famous Mishnah, Rav Elazar Kapper says, "Hakina va'taiva va'kavod, motzin esadim in oilam." Kina, taiva, kavod. When a person is only totally involved in himself. In himself, he sees nothing else. He's envious of everyone else. He's not satisfied. Shas Aliko Tsarki. That doesn't satisfy him at all. He has more than me. He's better than me. He's smarter than me. He's more popular than me. The kinner, the tiver. The tiver is a moment. The chav is a moment. Achila, shesia, luxury, and covet. We need that covet, the recognition. The recognition. A person gives a donation to yeshivas, the bigger he gets, the more covet he gets. If he gives a million, he must spend at least $50,000 to give him back to him. Every time he has a birthday, every time he has an anniversary, every time his child sneezes, every time, every anything, yeshiva makes sure to give him covet and more covet. So the Rambam says, a kin of a type of a covet, the Rambam says, that these elu hamidus, or machas man, even one of them, yav sid emunis hatara behechrich, lo yagilo, lo b'malas sichlius, lo b'malas hamidus. It's destroying, it's a cancer. It destroys the Emunah B'Hashem. He's totally on himself. He sees himself only. The Midas are destroying a person. A person doesn't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the Midas. And there's a Mefurish of Pasuk. Pasuk says in Tillim, in Perek Yedalet, referring to Nevuzradim. Lamaseach l'David Omar Novo Belibo Ein Elikim Yishchisu Yisivu Alilo Ein Oysetov Omar Novo Belibo Ein Elikim. Novo Belibo is a novo. He's a menuvo. He's a baltaiva. His expressions, his novel is disgusting. If you're disgusting, then you say in Elikim. But not the reverse. It's not where you first came out and decided in Elikim and then you became a maneuver. Novel in Elikim, the Pasuk says. And you show this. You're abominable. You're destructive. The famous Meiser, in the Valojni Yeshiva, where Talmud is Maita Min HaDerech, Parish Min HaDerech, after learning Yeshiva many years, and he met up with Rav Chaim Valojni. He started asking Rav Chaim Valojni's Tashis in Emuna. He asked him and asked him. Rav Chaim Valojni said, tell me the truth. What came first? Was it that you had the kashis and then you became a machal shabbos and lechol treifus nevelis, or that you first were machal shabbos and then the kashis came? And he admitted he was a chil shabbos. He was admitted a tiver. He was the tiver. He was a tiver. This stops us from everything. It's not where we decided and decided the gemara is not for me, the shir is not for me, and the yeshiva is not for me. Therefore, I'm burnt out at 21. Burnt out. I then become burnt out. You're burnt out before you. Before. You're burnt out with the tithes. The tithes of a person that's such tithes. It's so engrossed. So engrossed in the Braves. They don't even know what the Braves are talking about. Yankees and Braves. The tithe. The time of shus. This is an intellectual person. This is a bal seichel. A kodesh baruch hu chilek l'kam emal. V'tachzorim miyad melikim. Chazal say that until Adam HaRishon fell asleep, we didn't know who was the boy and who was the nivra. We're talking about intelligent people. But the tithe is so strong that we forget a kodesh baruch hu. We don't know a kodesh baruch hu. And this was the goddess of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu uses Sech HaYashiv and didn't learn the Taiva and the Gaiva have any effect on him. And I'd like to say the following. On the first Rashi, the Bala Musa had the following question. Everyone agrees, is one of the nisyonis of Avraham Avinu and Emunah Bashem, to leave his home. No matter how difficult it is to break from a parent and have no longer yichus, and no longer yichus. That's a genai. But once it was parish, lech lecha, no longer is the terech avi Avraham. No longer terech avi Avraham. It's Avraham only needs Yitzchak. Avraham had no father. Had no father. A Gershon's guy comes to Shiloh. He has no father. He broke up completely. And this is lech lecha. Was the first Nisoyin. It wasn't the first Nisoyin, but it was Nisoyin. Lech lecha. So Rashi says, la'anoscha l'tavoscha. We all ask, Lav Lecha is Nisiris Nefesh. Lav Lecha is a Nisoyim. Leaving his old Sediva is a Nisoyim. What do you mean, Lahanoschu Tavoscha? Is it a Nisoyim or not? Lahanoschu Tavoscha. Is that a Nisoyim? You said Lahanoschu Tavoscha. You leave, you'll have children. You leave, you'll have wealth. You leave, you'll have Eretz Yisrael. So that's a Nisoyim? Sure you should leave. What do you mean, Lahanoschu Tavoscha? But what's the answer? The author from Kelm. And we know it's Lahanoscha Tavoscha, but we'll have a Taina. It's not Lahanoscha Tavoscha. He went to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was a rav. There's a famine. There's a famine. And he had no children either. He didn't instantly have children. It wasn't so good. We say Tamatar is delicious. It's great. So I say it. You're supposed to compliment your wife, so I say, oh, the food is delicious. They say, the food is delicious. I say, the food is delicious. It's not delicious. I don't enjoy it. They say, it's great. Learning the Eretz Yisrael is great. This shir is great. That's great. And everything is great. They say that. But I have tinnitus. I don't feel it. That's the Nisoyan. Ranoscha Tavoscha, Avraham Avinu was told, you'll leave your father's home, you'll have Anor to be told. Where do you see the Anor? Where do you see the toe? And he has Sveikas. He has Sveikas. Yeah, Tarway is the best Aschara. Tar is the best Aschara. I don't see it. I'll be honest. I can't say that Barabim, but I don't see it. My actions show I don't see it. That's insane. Where you say it's the Tavoscha Lanoscha, that's the Nisayim. If you don't have the Tavoscha Lanoscha, I don't have a Tova, and I don't have a No. If a person doesn't realize that this is Tov, and this is Hano, the Derech HaTar is the only Derech, the only Derech, and this is the Tavoscha and this is Lanoscha, regardless of how much of a Parnos you have, regardless of how much kishonis you have, regardless of how much ideas of Torah you have, this is the Tavoscha Hanoscha. Not it means B'derek Klal, but not for me. It means this is our Nisoyan. But we have a Kasha. We have a Kasha. How come you're suffering? The man will answer you, I have the same Kasha. I'm going to ask God that Kasha. I'm angry at him. I'm also angry. How come? It's supposed to be Tavoscha. The Torah is the Schara. Where's the Torah? Where's the Schara? Where's my Schara? The Kasha. That's the Nisoyan. If a person lives this way, then this is a chesed. Then he failed the test. The test is that you should realize Makabo. This is Lahanoscha. This is the Tavoscha, regardless, even as a robot. And that's why the Ramban says that Avraham Avinu was punished. Why he left Eretz Yisrael. It's the Tavoscha Lahanoscha. Stay here. If there's a famine, stay here. And in his darga, in his level of the Emunah Bashem, he had no right to leave. He had no right to leave, and he was Gorim. He was Gorim. One of the ways that Klal Yisrael go into Golus, go into Mitzrayim, also in a Rav, where if you had total Emunah Bashem, this is a Tavoscha or a Hanoscha, no matter what we. Yisurim we have, no matter how difficult it is to be an Oved Hashem, no matter how difficult it is to retain so many things that we hear in a shir, so many things we have in a sugya, so much, and you get frustrated, and you feel like giving up. This is the Tavoscha Lanoscha, and if you don't feel that way, it's a chesaron. You'll say, in general, not for me. In general, for you, not for me. For you it's good, not for me. This cake is good for you. The food is delicious for you, but not for me. Too much salt. Too much salt. For you it's good, not for me. It's delicious for you. And if a person doesn't have this feeling, this is a chesaron. So Ravachar is this saying. And either Tavoscha Anoscha, will you makabel is the Tavoscha Anoscha. And if not, Chalil B'chas is the chesaron. And this is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had complete emunah b'Hashem. And Avraham Avinu doesn't mean as a man in the past. A past? One of our forefathers. One of our forefathers. Yaakov Avinu Lameis. Avraham Avinu Lameis. Our door, every door. Hi, Avraham Lomar. Mosai Yigia Maisa Lameisa Avosai. The tongue of the O. We have a chiyuv. This is who we have to look up to, drive for you, our shifa, is to try to reach that darga, to have this darga. But everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does, call, Baruch Rachmona Tavov, Latav, the Lashon Yochid. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does for me, does for us is good. It's good. This is Anor, and this is Tova, this is good. This is the way it should be. If you live this way, you have a delicious life. You have less dagas and less tirdas in your heart. Less pressure on the heart. There's less pressure on the heart. Can get no attacks. There'll be no attacks on the heart. The heart will be running, pumping very nicely. Very nicely. And a person has this Hashkafas Achayim. And this Avraham Avinu is not from the past. Avraham Avinu is in this week's Seder. Avraham Avinu is that the Mashgiach Zachron Baruch always used to say that the Rebbeinu pictures, the pictures are live pictures, live. But the other way, they have TV. No, there used to be TV, but you're here and the box is there. No, the box comes to you. You really, there are certain TVs, right? Certain screens that you're rushed in the field. You're pitching, you're catching, you're, they got you so engrossed. You're right in it. This is Torah. This is Torah. It's a simon, how we should live. How we should live. But Tavoscha Anos, Avraham Avinu is a simon. We should have agosha. We should relate to this. But Tavoscha Anos, this is what means emuna, that means agosha. That you should take this idea of Hashem and put it in your heart. The same Rabbeinu of Alaska. Not just the same Sichweinu. Same Mochenu, our Moyach, our Sichlius. Same Rabbeinu, our heart. As you see from Avraham Avinu. Hopefully the Sedrus rule will have this effect to come right into our heart, right into our living room, right into our bias, and to elevate us higher, higher in Avodas Hashem.